4 civilian casualties. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News, inflicted on Ukraine's capital city Tuesday by Russian bombardment.
Around a dozen people were killed when apartment buildings, among other targets, were shelled in the city as the Russian forces appear to launch more and more long-range missiles at Kyiv because they cannot get in with their ground troops.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt in Lviv. Ukrainian forces claim to have killed a fourth Russian general in fighting over the city of Mariupol. Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky dropping his condition that his country eventually be allowed to join NATO.
Ukraine is not a member of NATO. We understand that. We have heard for years that the doors were open, but we also heard that we cannot join. It's a truth, and it must be recognized.
In the morning, President Zelensky will address both houses of Congress by video conference. President Biden is expected to announce another $800 million in aid to Ukraine later today, including Stinger anti-aircraft systems, Javelin anti-tank missiles, and nearly 40 million rounds of ammunition. The Board of Governors of the Federal Reserve expected to announce an interest rate hike today.
Fed officials will be wrapping up their two-day policy meeting that comes against a backdrop of 40-year high inflation and concerns that Russia's invasion of Ukraine could hurt global economic growth. It's expected that the central bank will be sticking to its plan for a cycle of rate hikes this year, starting with a quarter percentage point increase today. Analysts and investors will also be looking for clarity on how the war in Ukraine, which is driving up energy and commodity prices while aggravating supply chain bottlenecks, could force Fed officials to ratchet up the number of rate increases this year.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. Wall Street higher Tuesday, the Dow gaining 599 points. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.
The U.S. military has a new warning about an old terrorist threat.
General Kenneth McKenzie, commander of U.S. Central Command, told the Senate Armed Services Committee Tuesday the Taliban has not been able to shut down ISIS in Afghanistan.
ISIS has been able to execute some high-profile attacks, even in Kabul, over the last several months.
And he believes things will get worse.
It is my expectation that ISIS attacks will ramp up in Afghanistan as we go into the summer.
McKenzie also said when the U.S. was withdrawing last year, the Taliban didn't do itself any favors by releasing about 1,000 ISIS fighters from Afghan prisons. In Washington, Jill Nato, Fox News.
Britain's Prime Minister Boris Johnson will visit Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates today to try and get increased oil production from the Gulf states to reduce dependence on Russian energy. Several people are reported dead in the crash of a pickup truck and a 17-passenger van in Texas. The University of the Southwest, a Christian college located in New Mexico, confirms that members of its men's and women's golf teams were passengers on that van. Another COVID-19 diagnosis impacting the executive branch.
Vice President Kamala Harris's husband, Doug Emhoff, has tested positive for COVID, and that was confirmed by President Biden himself, who explained why Harris was not at a women's event to acknowledge equal pay day with him Tuesday.
Kamala chose not to take a chance since her husband had contracted COVID, always feeling very well, I'm told. By the way, when he tested, he's fine, but out of abundance of caution, she decided she wasn't going to join us today.
A statement from the vice president's office says Harris tested negative and will continue to test. Harris was with the president earlier Tuesday at the signing of a spending bill. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
North Korea's latest weapons launch apparently ending in failure with a suspected ballistic missile exploding in flight. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.